What's up, everybody? What do I gotta say? Man, I just want to apologize to anybody I hurt with the statements I made last week. Sometimes I get ahead of myself and I just start speaking. I don't really know what else to do with everything that's going on. So disappointed in myself. I let down my team. I let down my teammates. I will work better to be a better player on and off the field or / court. I just want to thank everybody for praying for me, and I want to, thank God for putting me in my position where I can learn and be a better man for myself, my family, and, I really want someone to be somebody that my kids could look up to. Amen. That's a perfect apology that every athlete should listen to this and just say what I said word for word, and you'll be good. You could apologize for anything. You could say that after saying some things on the court which you shouldn't have said, some racist stuff, homophobic stuff. You could rape a girl and say that, and still be an athlete and still keep making your millions. So please copy paste exactly what I said into the reporters, and you'll be good. That goes out to anybody who needs it. When I talk, I just say whatever's on my mind, and that's something that just blurted out. I'm from the Matrix. Anyways, today I'm going to talk about NFL. Nothing really else going on. Right now, Sport Masters. Somebody won the Masters by record shots. When it comes to golf, I go to the range, I shoot. I never actually played nine rounds of golf, nine holes or whatever they call it. I would like to, but I know it's kind of time consuming. But I would like to go. But I like going to the range. I like hitting, practicing my swing. Last week when I spoke, I kind of whisper sometimes because, I am at work taking breaks. But people might be walking by, and I don't want them to be like, who's he talking to? Even though right now there might not be anybody here, but there is. And when there is, I kind of whisper. I kind of talk softly because I don't want them hearing me talking on my phone. Even though I do these during my break, I still don't want them hearing me speak loudly. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. Let me get to some scores real quick. Sha la 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 do da bom be da bom be da bom be bom be bom be. Alright, starting off Colts and that was Thursday. Colts Titans, who cares? Colts won. Yesterday Browns Texans, Browns won by 7-10. What a low scoring game. Whoever bet the under could have made a lot of money. Lions, Washington. By the way, when you bet over-unders and you bet, whoever comes up with these betting odds, who are these people? Are they from the future? Because they get it right on the money all the time. I honestly believe whoever's working in Vegas is from the future and knows exactly what each score is going to be because they get it perfectly. Anyways, Lions, Washington football team, Lions win. Bucks, Panthers, the Bucks put on a beatdown. And I think I said the Panthers were going to win because Christian McCaffrey's coming back. He did not come back. He came back the week before, but he didn't play this game. So if I would have known, I would have picked the Bucks. Just letting you know. Giants, Eagles, Giants win. The fuck? Packers beat the Jaguars. Bills lose to the Cardinals in a amazing. I was watching the bottom line scores. And I saw the Bills came back and they scored a touchdown or something and they were winning. I was like, oh, cool, the Bills are going to win again. Because there was like a couple seconds left on the clock. And then next thing I know, they're like, oh, score alert. And like they, whatever I was watching, they kind of like, it was like a breaking news type of thing. Where they were like, check this shit out, Hail Mary. And the Cardinals got it and they thought they were sick. And to be honest, you can't, it's not like you did something out of skill. You jumped higher than the guys around you and you caught the ball. Hail Marys are basically luck. So don't come after the game talking about you the shit. No, you're not. You got lucky and that's about it. Where am I? Oh, Dolphins beat the Chargers. The Broncos lose to the Raiders. Rams beat the Seahawks. Rams are good. The Rams shut down the Seahawks. Defense, they're pretty good. Steelers beat the Bengals. They whooped on the Bengals. They played a way better game than they played last week against the Cowboys. Big Ben, I think, threw like 4 touchdowns. He was on it. Yeah, and they were talking about, oh, he might have fucked up knees, he might have COVID, and he came out just fucking playing like he was out there ripping bitches, you know what I'm saying? Back like old Ben. Yeah, he killed it. Saints beat the Niners. Patriots beat the Ravens, and then today is Monday Night Football. The Vikings beat the Bears. But yeah, the Steelers go 9-0. They keep, they stay undefeated. Are they gonna stay undefeated? I don't know, man. Their games coming up. They got the Jaguars next week, which I think they'll beat. They got the Ravens after that on Thursday, which is Thanksgiving. Instead of eating turkey, they're gonna be eating some crow. Oh, they're going to lose because of that. They're going to lose. But Ravens are not crows. Then they got the Washington football teams. And then after that, they got the Bills, which is a hard team, but not really. They could beat the Bills. Then they got the Bengals, and they got the Colts. And then their last game on January 3rd is against the Browns. So they got a fairly easy schedule coming up, which I think they can go undefeated. But they go undefeated, first round, first game they play in the playoffs, they're most likely going to lose. I doubt, this isn't the team that I think will go to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl undefeated. There's no way. And even if they do lose, like let's say they lose to the Jaguars next, which most likely could happen next week, they lose to the Jaguars. They could easily lose in the playoffs. Why? I don't know. They just can. Is there a, let me see if I could find a playoff picture right now. NFL playoff picture. Let's say the playoffs were right now. And ended, regular season ends, COVID hits. They're like, we're shutting everything down. You guys are playing right now. The Steelers would be, of course, number one. They would play the Bengals. It looks like Chiefs would have a bye. Week 10 match. I don't get it. Oh, no. I don't get this. Why are you guys doing this to me? Why are you doing this to me, playoff pictures? Well, basically, Steelers would make the playoffs. Who would they play, though? They'd be number one seed. I think they'd play, like, they'd probably play the Ravens. because if they're number one, they play the last seed, and the last seed would be the Ravens. I don't know, but they'll probably lose to that game. They'll probably lose against the Raiders. The Raiders will probably beat them in the first fucking game that they play in the Steelers. In the playoffs, I mean. In the Super Bowl, who's in the NFC? There's Seahawks, Rams, Bucks, Eagles, Cardinals, Saints, Packers. I think if the Steelers make it to the Super Bowl, they could beat any one of these teams. The only team that I'm really scared of, not the Rams, just because their offense isn't... The Steelers have a better defense. They both have good defenses, but I think the Steelers' defense... I think the Steelers' offense is better than the Rams' defense. Seattle, they got a good offense, but I think their defense could shut them down. The Steelers' defense could shut them down. Bucks, I think Tom Brady's a little bitch. Eagles suck. Come on. Cardinals, I think the Steelers' defense could stop the Cardinals. Their defense ain't that great. Packers, and Rodgers a little bitch. He don't talk to his parents. And then the Saints. And I think the Saints, they can make it to the Super Bowl. And I think that's the Steelers' chance in losing. But in order to do that, they're playing the AFC, and the AFC has the Chiefs. Bills are good. For some reason, the Raiders are playing pretty good. These teams are 6-3. All these teams are 6-3. Browns, Titans, Ravens, Dolphins, Raiders, Colts. Bills are 7-3. Chiefs, 8-1. Steelers, 9-0. Yeah, man. Will the Steelers make the Super Bowl? I think they can. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. Will they go undefeated? No. I think they might lose this Sunday. And you hit it. You heard it here first. Playa. Did I pick a... I don't know if I picked my picks. No, I didn't. Go get your popas, the popity popas. All right, week 11. Bing, 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 bing. Thursday's game, Cardinals Seahawks. Hold on. I heard something. Give me a sec. 3, 2, 1. All right, I'm back. I hit you with a quick ad there because somebody came and I had to get back to work. But now I'm for sure alone. All by myself. I forgot what I was talking about. I think I was doing picks. So let's go back to the picks. Cardinals Seahawks. I think I already called that, and I'm gonna go with the Seahawks. Thursday night game. Friday, Sunday. Steelers Jags. I'm gonna go Steelers. Every pick is Steelers, but I'm not gonna be surprised they lose to the Jags. The Jags. I haven't even heard much of the Jags. At all. Like, I don't even know what their record is. I don't know how bad they suck. I don't know anything about the Jaguars whatsoever. I think they had Gardner Minshew. I don't even know if he's playing anymore. Checking out my notes. I don't know shit about the Jags. I don't think anybody knows. Does anybody know where... I didn't know where Jacksonville was for the longest time until somebody was like, that's in Florida, homie. And I was like, Florida's got 3 teams? All right. Lions, Panthers, Battle of the Cats. Meow. I'm going to go Panthers. Patriots, Texans. Battle of the who cares. I'm going to go Texans because I don't like the Patriots. Titans, Ravens. Let's go. I'm going to say Titans. Eagles, Browns. I'm going to say Browns because the Eagles are not that good. Falcons, Saints. So Drew Brees supposedly broke his ribs, has a collapsed lung. I don't think he's playing this game, but they got that backup that came from Tampa Bay last year. It was pretty good, and he got LASIK in his eye. What's his name? I forgot his name, but he was eating a W the other day when he came in for Drew Brees for a bit. And I guess that's a cool thing people do. I don't know. I ain't down with the homies like that. I don't know anything about what's cool. I'm old, I guess. I'm going to go Saints. I seriously lost my train of thought. The Washington football teams against the Bengals. The Bengals lost against the Steelers, so I'm going to go Bengals. You know what? Washington football teams. Let's go Washington, do something. Try to get up there. I mean, if you win, you might be in first place. Jets, Chargers, Chargers, Dolphins, Broncos, Dolphins, Cowboys, Vikings, Vikings, Packers, Colts, Packers, Chiefs. The Chiefs lost. Their only loss is to the Raiders, so I think they will win this game. But I'm going to pick. Because I like doing that. In the Monday night game, Rams versus Bucks. Cool game. I'm going to go with the Rams. Those are my football picks, dog. Let me check my cheat sheet. I know you can hear it. Did my picks. MLB news. The Marlins make history. Probably the only history the Marlins will make, because the Marlins franchise. If you have a team in Florida, just move them. Because Florida sucks as a state. Florida is the United States penis. It's the dick of the United States. It sucks because it is the dick of the United States. And dicks get sucked. Florida sucks. Jacksonville Jaguars suck. Miami Dolphins suck. They haven't been good since fucking Marino. Marino and Marino suck. I mean, the only awesome, I mean, no, he was a great quarterback. I will never shit on Dan Marino. What else they got? The Heat. I mean, I guess they're pretty good. And that's an indoor. You know what? Oh, I think every stadium is an indoor stadium. Because the Marlins play indoors. Tampa Bay, the Rays play indoors. Nobody goes to those games. But they'll go to basketball game. They'll go watch the Heat. I don't know where the Dolphins. No, the Dolphins play outdoors. Who else they got? Jacksonville. Who else they got? Tampa Bay Bucks, they play outdoors. You know what? I take that back. When it comes to football, the Bucks, Miami, and you know what? Forget everything I said about Miami. One thing that does suck, football and basketball, you're okay. People show up. Baseball, no one gives a fuck. Forget everything I said. When it comes to baseball and the state of Florida, they don't give a shit. And you know what Florida looks like? A bat. A baseball bat. Or maybe more like a golf club. For sure it looks like a fucking dog dick. Anyways. When it comes to baseball, they have no fan base. Tampa Bay went to the World Series. And I guarantee you, if there was no Corona, the stands would still be empty. Doesn't matter. Corona, no Corona. Those baseball stands, fans, they suck. They will not show up for their team. And now Miami gets a female GM, makes history. In my opinion, who cares what race you are, what ethnicity, like what sex you are? It doesn't. If you could do the job well, you deserve the job. That's the way I feel it. So yeah, if it's a female GM, awesome. I hope she does great. The only problem I have is that Miami's not going to give a shit. She's going to get all these great players. I mean, if she's awesome at it, she's going to get all these great players. Nothing's going to happen. They're still not going to fill in those seats. They have a giant pinball as a fucking stadium. Like, when there's lights everywhere. It looks like a pinball machine, their stadium. Derek Jeter's out there, like, trying to do shit with it. And, yeah. And she kind of looks like Jackie Chan. That's not racist. She just kind of, she has that Jackie Chan haircut from when Rumble in the Bronx. She kind of looks like Jackie Chan. And all she needs is Chris Tucker out there. And Rush Hour 4 looks amazing. Rush Hour 4, Stuck in Miami. What do we do? I don't know. Lee! Kata! That's how it rocks. It's not racist. And let's go to the NBA. Speaking of Brooklyn, shout out to Brooklyn. Bigs up to Brooklyn. Brooklyn in the house. Brooklyn gets a lot of love when it comes to hip hop. And you know who else loves Brooklyn? James Harden. He's trying to go there. He turned down $50 million. He could have gotten a huge extension to stay in Houston. And he's like, bigs up to Brooklyn. He wants to join Kyrie and the Tarantula, Kevin Durant, who, in my opinion, I mean, he played for the Warriors. Something about that guy just doesn't, like, it just doesn't feel, like, right to me. Kevin Durant just feels weird. He has long-ass fucking feet. They look like Sideshow Bob feet. But I don't know, man. He just doesn't sit right with me. Anyways, James Harden and his fluffy-ass beard want to go to Brooklyn. But he wants to trade. He turned down 50 mil because he wants to that super team. He wants that ring. And to be honest, if he goes, they'll run the East. I think chances are they'll go to the finals. And they'll lose to either the Lakers or the Warriors. Whoa, whoa. West side? West side? West side? That's my opinion. I'm more animated right now because I know nobody's here and nobody can fucking hear what word I'm saying. OJ did it. It's just something I want to say. I'm done with my notes. Crumbling them up. I don't need them. This is straight off the dome. This weekend was my son's. He did his little confession. What's it called? He got some Christ checks. Now he gets to, every time we go, if we go to church, I mean, I don't know when we're going to church again. If we go and he wants to eat that little bread, snack time, he can. He has to confess his sins. You know, the priest was up there talking about the Jesus' body, and now you have Jesus' body in you, and now you drink his blood, and you have his flesh, and all that. I'm like, dude, this sounds fucked. It just does not sound, it sounds kind of creepy. I was like, this is morbid, dude. Like, if you really just took out the whole holiness of everything and put him in a situation where he's at a homeless shelter speaking to somebody's kid the way he's talking, you will say, dude, you belong in jail or in the mental institution. The shit that he was saying, like, he now you have his body in you. Like, what? What? So I was raised Catholic, but when you do mushrooms a couple times, you realize, whoa, there's more to this than just religion. Like, religion is, like, it's just, holy shit, what are you trying to feed into me? I get it, you want it to be me good. Like, that's just my main thing. Be a nice person, be good, don't hurt nobody, and live your life right. Just act right. That's it. Act right. And you should be fine. But religion really tries to scare you into, like, all right, now that you're baptized and you do your first communion and you do your confirmation, that's the only, yes, your ticket to heaven, man. Is there a heaven? Is there an afterlife? What if when you die, you wake up off the matrix and you're like an old man who's been playing a video game this whole time, and he's like, bro, on to the next one. This game was cool, but Roy was dope. I like playing Roy. Let me go back to playing Roy. Roy 2. That's fucking some Rick and Morty shit on you. Blitz and chips! But yeah, so he did that. Whatever. We kind of did it just because my mom was something like, my mom wasn't raised, I mean, she was raised Catholic. She's not a super Catholic woman, but she does believe it. And she kind of says, like, do it for me. And I'm like, yeah, no problem. I'll do it for you. Like, I'm not sacrificed. I went through it. So, yeah, let my kid go through it. It's not no harm. It's kind of like a base of, all right, be good for these reasons. And then as he gets older, he could change his mind. He could look into things. He could go on YouTube and find all the conspiracy theories of why it's bullshit. I don't know. But he can think for himself when he gets older. But this is kind of a baseline for kids. And I'm down with that. I was like, yeah, yeah. You could do that. And then when he gets older, he could feel what he wants to feel, think what he wants to think. I got two other boys. They're going to do it as well. Bro, when the priest was talking to, like, we went on Wednesday, right? And the priest was talking to us about, before he became a priest, he was really into the whole cat. He was really into religion, and he would hang out at the church. And that he met a little boy and a little girl who lived across the street. And he was trying to tell us a story about what the little kid said. But I just kept thinking, like, what the fuck? What do you, how do you just, what? What? Like, how old were you when this happened? He said, I was an adult. He was in his 20s. He saw these kids. He goes, oh, you want me to, that they were not religious. They said, oh, we're not religious. My parents don't believe in anything. And so they were like, he was like, you want me to show you the church? And I'm like, what? He took these kid, two strange kids into the church, and you were not a priest? Even if, like, what? And then he's like, I was showing him the paintings, and I was showing him that. And then there was a confessional booth. And he was like, I took him in the confessional booth. And I was like, where is this story going? Where? And I was looking around at people like, are you guys listening to this? And they're just like, oh, and what else happened? And I was just like, where is this story going, you know? And then he was like, and this is where you confess your sins of all the bad things you've done. And then the little girl was like, my dad should come in here. And I was, and he was like, you believe that, you know? And the moral of the story was like, your kids see everything you do and blah 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 blah. But I was like, bro, I thought you were gonna tell me a story about you raping these kids. That was fucking weird. So yeah, we do that. And you know, I'm telling you this, like, oh, I'm fucking raping these kids. And I'm over here telling my son, hey, go to this priest, he'll give you some bread. But yeah, so after I told my son, I was like, do you want to keep going? You could do something else. This little thing called confession. I don't know. And he was like, nah, I'm good. This is enough. I'm done with it. And I'm like, yeah, I feel you. That's as far as I got to. That's as far as I want my kids to go. But yeah, I think this COVID thing was cool because when they have to confess before they do their confirmation. And they did it outdoors and I was able to watch and everything. So it was like, all right, I saw from a distance. So I felt secure that, you know, my kid wasn't getting touched by the priest. Anyways, my parents came from LA. My dad made a Mexican dish called birria, which was pretty good. Tomorrow my parents are going to make pozole before they bounce. Kind of like, they're not going to be here for my birthday. So it's kind of like, here's your birthday dinner. Cause they do that like for all my whole life, my birthdays, they say, what'd you want for food? I always said pozole. That's my shit. So since they're here around close to my birthday time, a couple weeks, 3 weeks from now, they just said, here you go. We'll do this for you. Then they're going to bounce. But yeah, that's what happened this weekend. I had a good time. I saw boxing. Terrence Crawford knocked out some dude. It's kind of like a Tina knock him out, TKO. There was UFC. Paul Felder fought Rafael. By the way, Brazilians, R is a Ra, not an H. Anyways, Rafael dos Santos. It's Rafael dos Santos. He fought him. He kind of put a clinic on for 5 rounds. But I mean, Paul Felder, 3 days notice, cut weight, made weight. I don't know what he was walking around at, but I think he said he was training for a triathlon, so he wasn't as fat. He was still kind of fit. Which is why he lasted, I think, all 5 rounds. Because he had the stamina for it. And yeah, he's a gamer, dude. It was dope. And he just said, I don't know what he said. He said something about like, yeah, it was put up or shut up. He made some crazy motivational speech afterwards. Oh, you know, I come out here, I lost my motivation to fight, and this brought it back. I'm ready to fuck shit up. He said something like that. Don't be a pussy. He said something very, you know, something that a Navy SEAL would say before he murders insurgents. Not really murders. Takes out insurgents. Because it's not murder if you're out there. Hey, man, you know what? It is murder. What would a priest say to that? Hey, I killed some insurgents the other day. As long as you did it for freedom. Amen to that. Right, brother? Yeah, that's all that happened this weekend. I lived life to the fullest. Not really. I'm going to say follow my Instagram. It's called Little Sports Talk Pod. Email alittlesportstalk@gmail.com. I haven't checked it. I doubt that anybody's emailing me anything. But if there's something you want to talk about or you want to hear me, my opinion on things, let it be known, homie. Let it be known. Speak your truth, homie. And I'll talk about it. I'm right now, there's nobody around me. I'm more opinionated. I'm more myself. I could say things and not give a fuck. I could yell and not care. You know what I'm saying? Because there's nobody here with me. Unless there is. Is somebody here? Nope. But yeah, that's it. No political talk. I'm done with politics. Everything's going back to normal. Back to bombing the shit out of the Middle East. Back to fucking the little guy and the middleman. At the end of the day, they're all the same. It's just that the racial tension isn't there when you got a white guy with the black vice president. The racial tension's not going to be there. When you got a crazy white guy with another crazy white guy talking about crazy white guys, the racial tension's going to be there and people aren't going to be very happy. We're still going to get fucked at the end. But hey, Black Lives Matter, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm done with politics. I think that's it, man. I think that's it. There's always things that come to my mind like a couple days in, and I'm like, I'm gonna write this down so I can talk about it. There was a lot of shit that I wanted to talk about during the week, and I didn't. Before I go, I'm gonna look into the UFC real quick because I know there's a fight coming up. I know that. Upcoming. Wow, there ain't shit happening. I guess never mind. To UFC 255, November 21st. That's happening. Alan Joban is fighting. View card. Okay. Okay. Who the fuck are these? Okay. Yeah, I don't know who the hell these motherfuckers are. So, forget it. Forget what I said. UFC, what is it? UFC 255. Let me look it up. Yeah, I need to start writing things down because I forget everything. I forget everything I'm going to say. There's like funny shit that I come up with that I'm like, oh, what's going to happen? Oh, Figueroa versus Perez. I don't even know how to say this. Figueroa versus Perez. And then Shevchenko versus Maya. They're two title fights that nobody really cares about. You kind of know who's going to win. This Figueroa versus Perez, nobody gives a shit about. They're little guys. Shevchenko's going to murder whoever they put in front of her. So, yeah, nobody gives a shit. Like, I don't even know who this person is.
Cody Garbrandt was supposed to fight. That's why. That would have been more of a... They should... I hope this isn't pay-per-view. If this is pay-per-view, you guys are... Yeah, it is, because it's two title fights. Two people are going to buy that. The only people buying this are the friends and family of the fighters. That's the only people fight. Who's going to pay for this? I'm not. Yeah, that's about it. Let me see if I could... I know I got some notes here. I had an idea for a podcast, but I'm not going to tell you guys. Because if anything ever happens... If I do it, if I say it and somebody hears me, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? You know, I have a weird issue with booty calls, butt dials. You know, a booty call is when you call somebody to fuck, which now is just a text with people saying, you up, right? That's what the memes say. I just saw something that said booty call, this one. Remember that movie, Booty Call? You tarantula-haired motherfucker. That's Chris Paul for some reason, who, by the way, got traded or signed with the Suns. I mean, Chris, he's at the end of his career. Who gives a shit about Chris Paul? He should have won a title with the Clippers. He had Chris Paul, he had the Gingerbread Man, and he had somebody else. I forgot who it was. But yeah, that's it. I'm done. I'm tired of talking. Man, I'm tired of rapping. I'll see you guys. I'll talk to you guys next week. I said my picks. I said a bunch of other stuff. You know what else I'm going to do? I'm going to do movie reviews. I'm going to talk about movies. On Netflix, I saw this romantic comedy about holiday. I like romantic comedies. Now, my wife, I watch these by myself. My wife is there rambling about whatever the fuck's going on in her brain. And I'm watching romantic comedies. And I'm like, we should watch this movie together. Just to kind of tell her to shut up so we can watch it. And I end up watching it by myself. But Holly Date is a stupid-ass movie. It's a romantic comedy. Every romantic comedy, the guy is going to end up with the girl at the end. I want to see a romantic comedy where the guy is the main. I don't know if there is one. You know what? There is. McConaughey movies, when he did a bunch of... Matthew McConaughey did, you know, Girlfriend Holiday. What's it called? Girlfriend's Past and all this shit. I was going to say, I want to see a romantic comedy where the dude is the focus, is the main character, but there is every Matthew McConaughey movie before he got all artsy and got all skinny for roles and shit and did the whole... Mm-hmm. But yeah, Holiday sucks. I'm going to write down everything. I'm not going to talk anything about Holiday. I'm just going to tell you if it's good or bad. Good or bad. My opinions are everybody's opinions. I like all types of movies. I don't care how garbage they are. I'll be like, this is like Fast and the Furious movies. I love them. They're garbage. They're not realistic, obviously. But I love them. Vin Diesel flying through the air, landing on a car, and not splattering into a million pieces. That's just dope. And then he's all, family. You know what I'm saying? The Rock holding a fucking helicopter by his hands. He's not Captain America. Captain America did that shit first, by the way. Nobody said shit. The Rock does it, and they're like, oh, okay. But yeah, Captain America did that shit first. And he did it dope because he was holding it with his fucking arm. Then he switched grips. Then you see his fucking biceps hella popping out. Oh, I just farted. He did it way better than The Rock. The Rock just held it with the chain. And then he had help with the fucking tow cart. Whatever. But The Rock in the Hobbs and Shaw movies, not a superhero.
Captain America, superhero. Anyways,
big ups to Brooklyn. See you guys later. I'm going to start writing down every movie I see. I do watch a movie at least once a week. So I'll write down my review of it. So it's going to be, hey, a little sports talk and some other shit. But yeah, I'll talk about, Holiday was garbage. I can't go into too much details because, not because spoiler alert, because honestly, I don't think anybody's going to watch it, but because, I'm tired of talking. All right, guys, one love. Bye. This is me talking a lot. Bye.